A state program is aiming to slow the opioid epidemic in Alaska, but some worry it could have negative side effects. KTOO's Julia Caulfield reports.
Mary Alicia Parr sits in a wheelchair in her Mendenhall Valley living room. The lifelong Juneau resident is unable to walk because of spine damage. She says she has been in physical therapy, but also takes prescribed Oxycontin and Percocet for chronic pain management. Surrounded by Christmas decorations and the gurgle of an aquarium, she says she's worried about new regulations restricting opioid prescriptions.
It's a very tough situation. Yes, the drug abuse on the streets needs to stop. It's awful. But what happens to the other people? I don't have any answers for that yet. Looking.
The Prescription Drug Monitoring Program, or PDMP, has been in Alaska since 2008. While the monitoring program was originally voluntary, it became mandatory in July. It's an online database set up by the state. Physicians, pharmacists, or even veterinarians log the controlled substances they prescribe. Those controlled substances include opioids. The program allows prescribers to check if a patient is already receiving a prescription from another doctor and discourages overprescribing.
The primary goal of the PDMP is to be a meaningful force in curbing opioid misuse and addiction in the state.
Sarah Chambers is the deputy director of the Division of Corporations, Business, and Professional Licensing. She says the monitoring program informs doctors when patients ask for duplicate opioid prescriptions.
That can be done through, at the front end, through providing medical personnel with information to make decisions before prescribing. That can be, the PDMP data can be used after the fact as information to help feed our healthcare experts in the state and make sure that they're aware of prescribing trends and practices.
The main purpose of the program is to be an educational resource, but Chambers says overprescribers could face disciplinary action. Dr. David Miller is a surgeon in Juneau and registered for the monitoring program once it became mandatory. He says trying to reduce overprescribing is worth the extra effort, but he worries it won't have the desired effect.
I would like to see some numbers that show that this has an effect. If all you're doing is increasing workload for physicians and you don't get the desired effect, that's always a possibility. I have a feeling that physicians that overprescribe narcotics are still going to continue to do that. But it's at least a step in the right direction to try to rein some of this practice in.
But the new regulations could be hurting patients who use prescribed opioids as a form of pain management, including Parr.
They've helped me a great deal. They've made it to where I can get up during the day and be mobile, whereas before I couldn't hardly move.
She says she understands the restrictions, but...
Yes, it has been abused greatly by a lot of people. Unfortunately, the people with chronic pain are getting caught in the middle of this.
Parr says she used to go to a pain management clinic in Juneau, but since it closed earlier this year, she's had trouble finding a doctor who will prescribe what she needs. She believes it has to do with the changes in legislation.
They're frightened to do this, and I understand, but what about the few of us that aren't abusing the medications and are following the programs? What happens to us?
Chambers, who oversees the program, says there are provisions that allow for doctors to prescribe larger amounts, as long as it's appropriate treatment and documented properly. She says the program hasn't collected enough data to see if the changes are helping, but she hopes more data, due out this winter, will show the program is working. In Juneau, I'm Julia Caulfield.